Okay. My third and final presentation this morning is related to sea scallops. Okay. Again, the request to the SSC for sea scallops was to provide the ABC for fishing years 2013 through 2015, and also to review and comment on draft terms of reference for a Science Center sea scallop survey peer review. So the basis for the acceptable biological catch is derived from a stock assessment and three surveys that were conducted in 2012 to provide the most recent information. The Science Center's dredge survey, the S-mast drop camera survey, and the Science Center's HABCAM 4 video survey. As presented to us by the Scallop PDT, these three separate surveys, different approaches, produce remarkably similar results for 2012. The three were within 10% of each other. This shows a high level of precision amongst the three, and also, frankly, some luck in order to come up that close. The default control rule applied in this stock explicitly considers the trade-off between the risk of overfishing and the loss of yield. And this is the control rule that has been previously accepted for this stock. An issue that was discussed at the SSC meeting were that discards, which include an estimate of incidental mortality, scallops that are killed by dredge passage but do not actually come up on board, are a source of uncertainty in this assessment, and one that could potentially be this source of uncertainty could potentially be addressed through some scientific experiments. There are, of course, still other sources of uncertainty, the natural mortality rate, the shell height, meat weight conversions, the selectivity of the gear, etc., that will still have some uncertainty in this assessment. But overall, this is one of the more precise assessments that we've examined. So based on this, the SSC recommendation is to use the previously accepted control rule, and we provided the OFL and ABC based on the calculations done by the plan development team in the table shown here and in the report. And we'll simply note that these values are a decline from recent catch levels, but this is simply a reflection that there have been a couple of years of not outstanding recruitment. It's not that there's been recruitment failure by any stretch of the imagination. It just hasn't continued to be outstanding as it has been for the past decade or so. Regarding the sea scallops peer review, the main concern expressed by the is that the appearance that is arrived at when reading the terms of reference is that there's a single institution acting alone in conducting or organizing this peer review, and that the SSC would prefer seeing a joint effort by all the institutions, because there are a number of institutions involved. The SSC noted that the terms of reference, some appear to be directed towards the institutions which conduct the surveys, and other terms of reference appear to be directed to the review body to be organized to evaluate the surveys, and it would be helpful to clearly distinguish between these two. The report provides some examples of clarifications that could be provided, to help guide the reviewers, and notes that asking for costs could be perceived as threatening to some of the institutions that would potentially be part of this peer review, and the recommends either removing this term of reference or else more clearly defining what costs are being requested and what they would be used for. The desire is obviously to improve integration of all the surveys used to continue allowing this to move forward. So that concludes my presentation for Scallops.
Thank you, Chris. I'll go to the audience. Drew.